You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
All right, and welcome back to WRCT-FM. This is Spit Fountain with Jake.
And Marissa.
That's right. We're both here once again this week. We're winding down summer. And Marissa, what's today's playlist about?
It's music that's like abrasive and scratchy.
And that's right. Noisy, perhaps one could even say.
But it's more specific than that.
That's true. But it's not noise music.
No, surely not.
Surely not. And speaking of noises, today at the end of the hour, every listener who calls in and tells me their best animal sound, I'll pick my favorite and perform that sound at the end of the hour. If you call into 412-268-9728, I want to hear your animal sound impression, and I want to know who's the best among us at being an animal. Coming up next, speaking of animals, is Swan Lake by Public Image LTD, then Voicemail by Free Refills, and Get a Dog That Can Kill Me If It Wants to by The Gobs. And that's what's starting off your hour here on Spit Fountain.
We'll be right back. undefined. Lord judgment, my own sweet down. Genesis 24, I don't recognize you for things anymore. I don't wanna be defeated. I don't wanna be defeated. I don't wanna be defeated.
The last four songs you heard were, in reverse order, most recent one was Modern Love, No Weapon by Priests. Before that was The Cost by Face the Pain, Surf Combat by Naked Ray Gun, and Bed for the Scraping by Fugazi.
Coming up next, Do It by Trapped Under Ice, Apocalypse Faith by Sensual World, and Miles Away by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Is it the Yeah Yeah Yeahs? I feel like you can't say by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. It doesn't make any sense.
I think their name is Yeah Yeah Yeahs, but it feels weird to say it without the in front.
But you wouldn't say by the Weezer, because Weezer sounds like a proper noun. Yeah. Anyways, unrelated to music, what movie should Marissa and I watch tonight? I recently watched the movie Grown Ups, and it left me a little wanting for something funnier and released in the year 2006. Not that that was the year the Grown Ups came out, but, you know, something from 2006. So if you have a movie suggestion for Marissa and I to listen to, feel free to call in to 412-268-9728. I would love to hear it. And don't forget to include an animal sound at the end of your call. And if you're also looking for any advice, Marissa and I are happy to give advice during our Spit Take segment. You can also reach us for that at 412-268-9728. Up next, Do It by Trapped Under Ice.
Just how far you're gonna do it. bad ever happens to the Kennedys.
We'll be right back. Lisa. Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Bart, get your sixth taco.
All right, and welcome back to Spit Fountain. The last two tracks you heard before the break were Cups of Tea with the Phlegms and Late Stage Solution by the Diode. The song that just played was Dance Floor Bathroom by Coach Whips. Now it's time for the best part of the show.
Do you want me to spit take? It's the spit take time.
Yeah, that's right. It's time for the spit take.
Okay, so this week we have a request for advice from, she's a young woman, not too young.
A listener.
She's older than us, but not
and we're
really old.
Pretty old.
Yeah. She bought a property recently that she's living in, and she bought it a year ago. More recently, within the last couple months, she got some new neighbors, and those new neighbors don't wear clothes in their own house. And at first it didn't bother her, but now they're acting bolder. So last night she was in her bathroom and looked, she like leaned over the window to close the window, and this guy was just standing there in the window across the alleyway from her. She gave him a dirty look and ran away and closed the door. He works at his home office all day without any clothes on, and it's right in front of her kitchen and bathroom windows. So she basically is starting to feel really uncomfortable because now it feels more intentional than just like people going about their own business.
She says, what do I do?
She says that he seems like a freak. What do I do? And he has a girlfriend, BTW.
I think, in my opinion, and not in the opinion of WRCT Pittsburgh, the station, or any of the people listening, that you got to put up curtains.
She has curtains. He does not.
Well, then stop looking.
So she can't have sunlight because he's a pervert?
He's not a pervert. He's naked in his own home. It's beautiful.
He's standing in front of the window.
Yeah?
That's nasty.
Nah. I don't close my windows all the time. I can't. There's no curtains on that glass brick wall, I'll tell you.
Well, you're also not in a position where other people would look into your window.
I hope not. But it's a free
country.
I think
that she should, like, actually, I can't say that.
All right, here's what I think she could do. Buy a...
She should shoot him with a BB gun, like a pellet gun. No. Not something that would even rip the skin, but something that would impact him.
A bad idea.
Okay.
Police spotlight.
Oh, I like that.
Like the bat signal to point out his nudity.
Mm-hmm.
That would at least shame him, maybe. Or it'll make him feel like a superhero, at which point she'll have to move.
I think that she should support a local artist. And get like a gorgeous wrought iron fence put up.
Oh, no. She should support a local stained glass artisan and replace all of her transparent windows with beautiful opaque ones that instead of, you know, shimmering some naked dude's body through the glass can shake, you know, shimmer the beautiful image of a dove or something.
I think she should plant a garden or like a, you know, she should redo her lawn so that it's all native plants,
mm-hmm.
and then they grow up really high, and you can't see into any of the windows, and it's like a witch's cottage.
Mm.
And then she'll be supporting pollinators in our community.
What if she hires for 1 week a group of 5 naked men to stand in front of her windows and give that fella a taste of his own medicine 5 times fold?
Oh, that might be the solution.
And that's public art. It's good for the economy.
Yeah.
Pretty much anyone can be naked. Open, easy accessibility.
I think that she has to... I like your idea. She should specifically hire 5 men who are way hotter than him. And specifically, more specifically, she can stimulate the economy. She can give jobs to the people who were put out of work when American Eagle stopped having those, or Hollister? Hollister. Hollister stopped having those shirtless guys outside their store because of woke culture.
Get those guys back.
Give them jobs.
Jobs.
In order to better their communities.
But I think not, all of the ones who are of age.
Oh, of course. I don't think they hired.
I think.
I don't know.
They were, I think, ab teenagers. I don't know.
Well, at this point, anyone who lost their job in that layoff is
that's
now
true. That was,
40
I think,
years
10
old.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of 10 years ago, we got Killing Cops by Satanic Tigers up.
Togas
up next here in Spit Fountain. If you want to call in Spit Fountain for advice, call into 412-268-9727. To 8, make sure to include an animal sound at the end. We're going to be ranking the best animal sounds at the end of the hour if we get any callers at all. If not, that'll be it. No more animal sound joy on your radio. So be sure to call if you're interested. Coming up next, Killing Cops by the Satanic Togas.
That's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about some of the great programming here on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you like listening to music on Thursday nights, you have a program just for you. Turn the dial to Afraid of the Dark to hear cover songs that will keep the monsters away all night. Thursdays at 6 p.m. That's actually hosted by Marissa. If you tune in Friday nights, you can catch Pillow Fight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, summer crushes, and pies on the windowsills. That's Friday at 5 p.m. Plenty of great programming available here on WRCT. Tune in anytime, and you might find something better than the slop we're playing for you tonight. Coming up next in the hour, Real Thing by Turnstile, Burning Love by Glockamora, Betty Dreams of Green Men by Gorilla Toss, and Baby Doll by Slant Six. That'll be the programming for the rest of the hour. What you heard previously was I'm a Dog by Warm Bodies, Should Punks Be Allies by Serial Killer, It by The Tights, and then Touch by Pyrex. Coming up next, Real Thing by Turnstile.
Yeah.
WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thanks for listening to Spit Fountain. Keep listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm going home. Good night. We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.